This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Congressman and Dr. John Fleming, who represents the Pelican State's 4th Congressional District. He joins me now to talk about a couple of critical issues, including how his district is being affected by the large oil spill, of course, in the Gulf of Mexico. We also want to talk about some of his other legislative priorities. And Congressman, it's great to have you with us.
Great, Greg. It's always a pleasure.
Well, your district does not border the Gulf of Mexico, but I know the entire state has been affected by this. What has been the impact already on your constituents?
Greg, we're concerned throughout the state about the effect on fisheries, on the coastline, certainly the travel industry. It really will have profound effects. We're considering this to be a second Katrina.
And explain why.
Well, because even though this is happening very slowly as opposed to Katrina that happened very quickly, the devastation on the Louisiana economy, which could go on for decades, what it's doing to our wildlife, which is very unique, certainly not just on the coastline, but in the marshes. So while we won't expect loss of life, we certainly expect a profound effect on our economy and on our culture.
There's been a lot of talk, especially in the last few days, about what exactly the government has done and hasn't done. On the positive side, they talk about the number of personnel and agencies and resources being poured in to do whatever is possible to mitigate the damage caused by this large oil spill. Others say, including your own governor, Governor Jindal, that the efforts have not come nearly quickly enough. What's been your assessment?
Well, I would agree with the governor on that. The governor requested over 2 weeks ago to have a dredge permit to allow us to move forward to have sand barriers built along the barrier islands, which would have produced some level of protection. And after 2 weeks, we received no certificate. 6 days ago, the entire delegation, including Democrats, sent a letter to the Coast Guard and the Corps of Engineers. Again, we've received no response. And, you know, Greg, we don't know if it's going to work, but for heaven's sakes, for an environmental disaster, protection, a defense that we would like to put up, to be held up by the EPA on the grounds of environmental research and certification is just absolutely ridiculous. We have an existential threat right now that we need to deal with, and we need to take action and do what we can. We can't just wait and study and research this problem.
We're talking with Louisiana Congressman and Dr. John Fleming. And Congressman, there have also, of course, been many different allegations and finger-pointing at BP, which admits responsibility here. What's been your dealing with the company, and have they tried to shirk responsibility? We keep hearing Secretary Salazar, Secretary Napolitano, the president himself, reiterating the fact that BP is responsible, BP will pay the bill. What's been your relationship, if any, with the company?
I've had very little direct contact, but I've been following this closely. My understanding is they have paid out over $700 million in claims thus far. They're processing claims. They've said over and over again that they are taking full financial responsibility for this. And while I'm not a defender of BP, I think BP made some major mistakes here. I think for our president and our administration to use BP as kind of a straw argument and to finger point it just to cover itself for blame is ridiculous. If you look at our president, how he's blamed Bush for many of the economic problems, he's moving from commander-in-chief to finger-pointer-in-chief, and I think it's time that our president steps up and does the right thing and works with us both on the state level with Homeland Security, but also with BP, and spend much less time pointing fingers and blaming others.
Last question on this topic, Congressman. How do you expect this event to impact the overall debate on offshore drilling?
Well, I'm worried about it, of course. This is deep water drilling, which is different than any other kind of drilling. Remember that we're going down a full mile below the surface of the water before we even begin the drill. And this is tantamount to drilling for oil on the moon in terms of human accessibility. What it says to me is that we should exploit surface drilling, that is certainly less deep drilling and more towards the shore, and also ANWR and places like that where if we have disasters like this, we can immediately shut it off. But when you're drilling way out into the ocean like this, it creates a very complicated challenge.
Congressman, let's talk about another issue that I know is near and dear to your heart, and that's the ongoing health care debate. We've talked about that many times, even before the vote. And I know that your latest legislative effort is to defund the effort, basically, to fund the president's new health care laws in an effort to eventually, hopefully, repeal the laws which were passed back in March. Any progress on that with the current majority the way it is? And how big of a selling point do you think that'll be in the midterm campaigns?
Well, I think it's very interesting that 52% of Americans were against this health care bill when it came through. Now that it's law, 63% of Americans, according to Rasmussen, want to repeal it. So it appears that as we go forward, more and more bad news is coming out. The CMS actuary, who's part of the administration, has said that it's going to cost $300 billion more than expected. The CBO, who originally scored the bill, now says that it's going to cost over $100 billion more than what they said. Companies are writing down profits as a result of this passage. All the news is bad. We find out that Dr. Berwick is going to be CMS head, and he's the guy who thinks that the system in the national health system in the United Kingdom is wonderful, and of course we know they have rationing boards there. So we would repeal this tomorrow if we had a president who would go along with us. But I think right now, as hopefully we take over Congress, we will be able to move towards defunding and eventual repeal of this. So that's the commitment that we're making to our constituents going forward.
So this will be a big issue come November for most of your candidates.
Yes.
Congressman, fascinating on both subjects. Thank you very much for your time today.
Great. It's always a pleasure, Greg. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Louisiana Congressman and Dr. John Fleming represents his state's 4th Congressional District. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.